This is the Bloomberg Advantage with Carol Masser and Corey Johnson on Bloomberg Radio.
And this portion of the Bloomberg Advantage, it is brought to you by Bentley University. What do rebooting America's oldest ski shop and crunching numbers at Vistaprint have in common? An MBA from Bentley University that prepares graduates to innovate and lead because business is everywhere. Prepare here. This is Bloomberg Radio.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world.
Kevin Yamamoto joins us right now, senior consultant with Gold Spring Consulting, here at our on-site location at the Monaco Tourism event at the Knickerbocker Hotel in New York City. And why not look at the world of tourism, sort of how a travel consultancy works. And Kevin, I wonder how do companies start to pick the places where they're going to have these big meetings and these big sales gatherings and things? Carol and I attend a lot of these all over the country. Mm-hmm. And it is sometimes a mystery as to how a global business will pick to go to Orlando or decide to go to Vegas or whatever.
Mm-hmm. A lot of times when they're looking for locations to have these meetings, they generally refer to the local convention visitors bureau or organizations called destination management organizations, DMOs as they call them. And they usually are able to get a plethora of information from these companies in terms of logistics, rooms, air service in and out of the city or the
location. I'll stop right there. So what is an air service requirement?
So a destination should have very good, what they call lift in the industry, meaning a lot of seats into an airport near that particular destination. So a CVB or a destination management organization works very closely with the airlines to make sure that the seat capacities in and out of these markets are adequate.
I suppose it matters where the company itself is based, too. If you've got a firm based in Chicago, maybe... Mm-hmm. And I don't know, Orlando doesn't make as much sense as Vegas.
Well, you know, it depends on the type of meeting, right? Because every meeting is not the same. You've got incentive meetings where a location like Monaco would be ideal because it's someplace that's exotic and very luxurious, and you would generally make that an incentive for your top producers to go to that organization as an incentive trip. That's different from a corporate meeting, or that's also different from a revenue-generating meeting in front of clients like a Cisco Live where you have a conference or a convention.
Because there is some events, I think, about that Corey and I go to, and it's mm-hmm. or just in general, that are constantly at the same locations over and over again. And then there are others that kind of shake it up every
that's
year.
That's right. And a lot of that has to do, Carol, with the size of that particular event. That's why you see Las Vegas is very popular, only because they have the capacity in terms of rooms, as well as air service in and out of Las Vegas, as well as the convention center size.
And they have Cirque du Soleil.
Oh, they got everything.
All kinds of shows.
All kinds of shows.
But you're right. I mean, there's some cities that...
The ballet.
That, depending on what the objective of the event or the meeting, I guess.
So I would imagine there's big business in trying to convince these extant conferences to switch locations.
Yeah, absolutely.
But probably also a big business in trying to get companies that are creating their first event to choose a location.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you want to kind of outdo one another, right? So if you're a company and you're kind of up and coming, you want your event to kind of really stand out, right? You want to make a statement. So an event really makes a statement on behalf of your company. And so that's why when you have good meeting planners and event organizers help you with that, you can really produce a stellar event.
We see big trends in retail, in the hotel business, towards experience and towards away from the big gathering and more towards the individual experience. We see retailers like Lululemon having great success because you don't just go in there to buy spandex, you're buying into a lifestyle. What?
Nothing.
Carol?
Nothing. Anyway, move on.
Similarly, we see some hotels developing around this idea of letting people have an experience, not just stay in a building.
Correct.
Do we see that same thing in the conference business?
Yeah, absolutely. And where you'll see it is either before or after the conference. So what they'll do is they'll market direct to the attendees saying, if you're going to be in this city and you're coming to this conference, stay an extra few days, mm-hmm. either before or after the conference, and come have a different experience. You know, but take advantage of that. There's a term for that in the industry. It's called bleisure travel. It's a mix of business
pleasure?
And leisure. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
No.
Is this after the martinis that they invented in the Knickerbocker Hotel? You say
even
pleasure?
Before the martinis even happened. But, I mean, this is where... Because,
pleasure.
Well, and think about it, right? If your company is paying for you to go to a meeting or an event...
They want me to work.
Well, they do want you to work, but, you know, if they've already paid for your airfare, right, and if they can convince you to go for a cheaper airfare staying over a weekend. And they're willing to pay your weekend expenses because that's still cheaper than if you just bought a Monday to Friday airfare. A lot of companies are willing to fund that, you know, at least the airfare and the hotel. And then anything you do the day or two before or after, you, of course, you pick up on your own. But you're saving a lot of money by doing that, right? You're not paying for the airfare. And you're just
pleasure.
Pleasure.
Who knew? Hey, I want you were listening to Corey and myself for our New York audience. We were talking specifically about technology and how it's replacing different jobs. And I saw you smiling a little bit. Mm-hmm. Technology, how is it impacting what you guys are doing?
So technology is really changing the face of meetings and events, the entire industry. Technology is really advancing the way companies evaluate and budget for these big types of meetings or events. In other words, before you would make that investment, you really wouldn't know what your outcome or return on that investment is. Technology now can capture all of the data points that kind of lead to that decision-making process, whether you want to continue to go to that conference or event or whether you want to take that budget and move it towards something more effective, right? And it's also changing the way the attendees engage at that experience of that conference. And
what do you mean? What did it used to be? What is it now?
So, for example, this phone and the mobile apps on it now have become an integral part of meetings and events. It didn't. If you look back just even as recently as 2 to 3 years ago, it wasn't as commonplace. Now when you go to a meeting or event, you're using your phone, right? You're using your phone to register, you're using your phone to go to sessions. That phone is also tracking your decisions that you make and also any kind of survey feedback that you want to give to the organizers. That kind of data was never available before. Mm-hmm. Technology has been able to provide that kind of information, which then goes back to the C-suite and gives them analytics that they've never had purview to before.
That's interesting. Now, are there standard vendors for this, or is it a mosh pit of companies trying to control that information?
Well, there's a lot of companies that are competitors in this space, but you have right now what's going on is a consolidation of a lot of those competitors, which is needed anyway.
Really
interesting.
Yeah.
Pleasure. I'm going to do a hashtag pleasure.
is that when you make your next trip and happen to not come back for a few days afterwards?
That's right.
Carol
took a pleasure trip.
I think our next trip. She went to Monaco and for work.
It was supposed to be in the Knickerbocker Hotel, and I'll actually know there was a pleasure excursion.
That's right.
Look at all these things on Instagram. Maybe that's will get me on Instagram.
I don't think that's going to get you on Instagram.
It's not going to get me on Instagram.
She's refusing to go on Instagram.
Oh, you're missing out, Carol. You are.
Kevin Iwamoto, thank you so much.
Thank
Senior consultant at Gold Spring Consulting, on site with us at the Knickerbocker Hotel here in New York City. Right now, though, you are listening to the Bloomberg Advantage.
And Carol, so far this event's been a pleasure.
A pleasure. Very nice. They're laughing at you.
I could have been laughing at me, not with me. It was-